Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
All right. Ladies and folks and all others, everyone who falls between, welcome to the Wizard Scroll X Pint of Cthulhu special crossover feature featuring Dr. Phil as himself. Why doesn't everyone introduce themselves real quick so we can and the character you're playing as well.
All right. Well, everyone knows me from my show. I'm Matt, the producer of Pint of Cthulhu, and I'm going to be playing Darth Kermitus. Going to commit various war crimes.
I'm Soren from the same podcast, and I'm going to play Angor, a -4 cosplaying as a dairy cow.
So wholesome.
With human hands.
He's a Minotaur. They have human hands, I think.
Oh, okay. Perhaps.
I think.
Well, this one does.
Yep.
It does now.
We can check the wiki for that. It's canon.
I'm Flower. I'll be playing Ragnar Seymour. I'll be shooting down all those in my way.
What does your character look like, Flower? Out of curiosity.
Bear, a Stetson, and a 6-shooter on his hip.
A Stetson.
I heard the ash of the Stetson, but I didn't clue in that there was a bear that it was belonging to.
He bears all.
And I'm Dr. Phil. I'm going to be playing Frankenphone.
Frankenphone.
Who is a French-ish Frankenstein.
And in true Wizard Scroll fashion, I got last. I am your humble guide, your humble host, Chris Bauzo, a.k.a. the Wizard Scroll Man, a.k.a. your GM for the next hour and a half or so. And without further ado, we fade into an establishing shot of the local Waffle Brothel House establishment. What is a Waffle Brothel House, you may ask? Use context clues, you fucking dingus. It's a Waffle House with a brothel section upstairs. Think like a Hooters that serves breakfast food, and also you can have sex with the wenches for a price. And so the camera kind of flies in through the door, and we like pan through the establishment, and it looks like if Denny's was a strip club in here. The smell of maple syrup and vaginal discharge wafts through the air. There's a sign by the bar that's like among like all the different beverages and menu items and food and stuff. There's a special on the bottom that says "Ask about our sexy waffles." And there's a stage in the center of the place where all of the wenches who are currently not serving food, who are basically just like, you know, it's a strip club basically. They're kind of just doing sexy dances and strip teases and such. There's a stripper pole that's automatically spinning. And there's presently a wench who's like doing a crazy, like, hold on, let me actually flip some cards for this. Fuck it. The wench just got 2 successes. So she is spinning, she's dancing, she's twerking all up and down that pole. And it's spinning very, very, very quickly. And it's a very sensual thing. There are various patrons throwing crumpled gold coins up at the stage somehow. They're crumpled. I don't know how.
For future knowledge, how many successes would it have cost to do a suicide drop?
How many cards? I'd say I flipped 3, so probably 3 successes for that.
Okay, I'll hold that in the back of my mind.
Yeah, keep that. That's a secret tool for later. Why doesn't everybody, Ann Gore?
Yeah.
Ann Gore, what are you working on? Where are you in this waffle brothel house, this fine establishment? What are you up to currently?
Ann Gore is at the bar with a horrifying drink, essentially Everclear in milkshake.
Oh no.
2,000 yard stare, looking like shit, nursing the drink.
Ranger Seymour, what are you up to? You're a talking bear with a gun, and you're just chilling here as well. What are you up to currently at this fine establishment?
He's just sat in the corner enjoying himself a little glass of whatever he can get hold of. And just
a pint of Cthulhu, perhaps.
Yes, maybe you would say that.
That's on the menu. It's on the drink menu somehow. Yeah.
Pays extra tip. every so often, he'll just do like a spit into a spittoon he found somewhere.
There's a spittoon. Yeah, the hawk tour into the spittoon.
You gotta give it some hawk tour.
Darth Kermit, what are you working on? Where are you currently?
I'm sitting in a dark corner, playing with my own lightsaber.
You got a lightsaber. I'm surprised they let you bring that in here.
Oh, that's not what I meant. I'm in my froggy penis.
Hi-ho!
Gonna squirt some tadpoles up in here.
Oh no, someone's gonna get Boba and it's not gonna be Boba.
Oh no.
Crunch.
Francophone, what are you up to currently?
Francophone is upstairs trying to work his game, and it's going terribly. He just wants to feel the warmth of a woman's touch, and because he's trying to forget the warmth of fire's touch, but it's not going too well.
Right, as you do. As you do, as you do. All right. Francophone, your flip... Brawn athletics for sex.
Oh, you sure it's not agility?
Yeah, it's whatever, yeah.
Given or taken, I think so.
flipping them off.
I got one success and one joker.
One success and one joker, okay. Alright, yeah, you do indeed have the sex, but you emerge from the brothel section of the establishment, and you look down, and you're kind of like, my dick kind of itches. And you scratch out a little bit, and the stitching comes loose, and it falls off.
Dick no longer itches.
You have all come to this establishment with a single goal in mind, which is you have heard tales of a meal special that they have called the 10.99 All You Can Eat Until You Leave Your Seat Special. Which all of you are hankering for some food. I don't know about you, but some waffles, some mimosas perhaps. Everything you could ever need. $10.99 until you leave your seat. When you leave your seat, it's done. But unfortunately, it seems that only one booth is available. So now all of you are kind of just like, in your various walks of life, you're like, hey, you know what? That sounds like a good deal. I could go for some waffles. And for $10.99, how could I not?
Is life hard as a bear?
Sometimes. Everyone just gives me stares. But I quite often catch them looking at my bear ass.
Damn, the bear stares must be hard.
Yeah.
You gotta avoid Furry Town.
Furry Town?
It's never a safe place for people like us. Imagine, like, trying to take for parties.
Yeah, three of you are talking animals, right?
Yeah. And Frankenstein.
A bear, a bull, and a fucking magic frog walk into a bar. Frankenstein is there, and he's French.
Frankenstein.
Oui, oui.
Oui, oui, not anymore.
You there, Frankenphone boy.
Yeah.
What power raised you?
I never met my father.
Oh shit, daddy issues.
I was born in the crucible of fire, but all I ever saw was the flames.
He's not very French, is he?
No, I always heard they used lightning on you guys. It's good to know there's some variety.
Alright, the four of you are currently enjoying each other's company. You're sitting there, kind of getting to know each other. You look off to the side and you see one of the wenches is palming a giant bowl of strawberries and cream.
Ooh.
And she's coming towards you, and you're thinking, huh, you know what? I don't think we ordered this. And you know what? You didn't order it. She walks over, she turns a corner, and brings it to the main stage, where several of the other wenches are now started, like, mud wrestling, but in the cream. It's a very sensual performance. Everyone, they're getting a standing ovation right now.
Standing ovation.
Nobody stand. We'll have to pay more money for the food.
Oh, that cream.
Oh, that cream. You really want to stand up to give them the proper clap. So you're all sitting there, and finally your wench arrives at your table. She comes walking in. She's got a cigarette in her mouth. This is probably an older woman, maybe like late 60s, early 70s. Let's split the diff, call it. She's 69 years old, perhaps.
Nice.
She walks up to your table. She's like, takes a drag of her cigarette. She's like,
oh, hey there, you handsome young fellas, you. My name is Big Ange. I'll be your server this evening. What can I get for you?
Serve me anything you like, honey.
We heard you have a special.
Yeah, the $10.99 all you can eat until you leave your seat special. You're currently sitting, so whatever you want, it's $10.99.
Can I get a bowl like that one? The strawberries and the cream.
Oh, a bowl of strawberries and cream. Alright, I'll have you in there for that. You little frog character. What can I get for you?
I'll have one of these here blue waffles.
Ah, blue waffle. That's one of our best sellers. I don't know who let a bear in here, but what do you want? You're a paying customer.
Trying to look at the cow, which is, I'll take the ribs.
The baby back ribs, all right. Yeah, I didn't know we had that, but I guess I'll ask.
Extra sauce.
Extra sauce.
I like it so.
Can I interest anyone in the sexy waffles?
What makes them so sexy?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. You see, the yeast that they use in the dough of the sexy waffles.
Oh, no,
waffles
no, no.
You know where it comes from already, it seems.
I'll take two.
There's a woman who tried that in real life and she got sick and then she got out of the hospital and tried that shit again.
I'll take three.
All right, big boy. I remember you from upstairs. You really rocked my world, big boy.
Yeah, I sure did. The sexing time.
From what I recall, you got one success on sex. That's pretty good in my
You're
in my
successful.
Standards. Successful.
Flip for catchphrase. Charm perform. Flip for catchphrase.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Did I just take a card then?
What's your stats?
Oh, shit. In those, if I remember right.
Charm perform. So you have one charm and no perform. So you flip one and then one because you're healthy. So two cards.
Okay. That's a three of clubs and a queen of clubs.
Okay, so that's one success. So faces and ace cards is a success, and number cards are failures, and joker we've been over. So
okay.
You got one success. So you say the catchphrase. It gets a laugh from everyone in the establishment. Everyone turns to you, and they give you a knowing smile. And
oh, with a catchphrase like that, you get a drink on the house. I'll get you a nice Orc J. Simpson surprise for you.
Add that to your inventory.
He's out of prison now. We're gonna get God. An Orc J. Simpson.
Hey, did someone say my name? I'm Orc J. Simpson. I'm here too. Hello there, everyone. Famed fantasy football player Orc J. Simpson here.
We all watch the same podcast.
Oh, wow, Mr. Simpson. It's such an honor meeting such an outstanding citizen who has never done anything wrong in his entire life yet.
Oh, why, thank you. I try my best.
I heard they finally got your wife's killer. Sent him straight to the graveyard.
Yeah, no, my wife, unfortunately, back in 6892, she died of sudden onset body explosion disease.
At least you know he's rotting in hell now.
What's he said?
My wife was a good woman.
Okay, Orc J. Simpson, he kind of waddles off. He's at the bar. He's just he's drinking an Orc J. Simpson surprise of his own right now.
Oh, he's kinda... don't want to think about what the surprise is.
So he's here too. Just keep that in mind. Orc J. Simpson is at the bar as well.
All right, I'm going to put that order in for you. Hold on.
Introducing, come on out to the main stage, Big Ann!
Everyone just goes fucking wild, whistles, fucking clapping.
Oh, that's my cue. I'll be right back.
Big Ange runs to the main stage, and she flips a couple cards. She got one success, so she's gonna fucking, she's doing the fucking twerking, she's doing the fucking, the striptease, she's got her titties out, oh my god!
I said it was on that one.
Okay, yeah, Big Ange is fucking, yeah, hell yeah, you thinking, oh yeah, I know Frankenphone is thinking, oh yeah, I hit that.
Oh yeah, I hit that.
We got ourselves a show.
That's a show for you. Big Ange comes back. All right, I'm going to put that order in for you right now. Goes back into the kitchen.
Do you think they make double tips? Like tips for the stripping and tips for the cooking or the waitressing?
I don't know about that, but I'll give them a tip myself soon.
Roll for catchphrase.
What do you want me to pull?
It's charm perform for...
So, for... I have six. So what, six cards?
Yeah, charm perform plus one because you're healthy.
Gosh. Oh, I have an ace and... I have a joker.
All right.
Well, you're anti-joker.
Do you want to shoot down your something as inconsequential as this, or do you want to save that anti-joker for something else?
No.
Okay, so that's one success, one joker. So you said the line, and you said it well. It's just, you know what? Maybe no one really heard what you said. It didn't really register, so...
Random truck went by inside the bar.
Oh.
You're sitting there awkwardly now.
Wah, wah, and, wah.
Anybody want to, like, you know, like, you're while you're waiting for your food, you want to, like, look around and, like, from where you're sitting, of course, not stand up, because then the deal's off.
I think Angor is going to anxiously look around to see if anyone in farm attire is at the bar.
Anyone in farm attire? All right, give me a wit investigation. I know you've got plenty of both of those.
Yeah, that totally. Mm-hmm. Wit is one, and investigation is
zero.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's one plus one because you're healthy.
Oh, nice. So two cards.
Two cards. You can spend as much drive as you wish.
I got one success. Queen of Hearts. Oh wait,
you
Queen
got
of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts, that's a crit. So that's equal to your charm plus one.
Charm is one.
You got a charm of one, so your crit is two. So that's two successes to look around. Yeah. You're looking around at some of the other fine patrons at this establishment. You see this knight sitting there at the bar. He's got his full plate mail on. Except for the cod piece, for some reason. You just see a fucking neon pink spandex speedo thong. Ass crack hanging out. He's sitting there enjoying his pale ale. You look over to the other side of the establishment. You see a few of the other wenches who are walking around. Nobody seems to be in farm gear, per se. But, you know, you do see another shiny metal friend who's sitting in the corner kind of drinking from what appears to be a can of oil. And he takes a sip, and then he just screams out to no one in particular,
"I fucking love oil."
Everyone laughs.
Ha 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 ha.
Lol, lol, lol. L-O-L, L-O-L.
Guys, I think the cops are here.
Anyone else looking around, or are you just kind of just sitting there enjoying the ambiance of the establishment?
What's the matter, cowboy? You need milking or something?
No, no, not again. I'm good.
Just one single long udder.
Not a lot of milk.
Salty? Why?
Why did I join this podcast? I'll have a look around.
Yeah, okay, so give me that same flip. Wit investigation.
So, what? How many cards is that?
So that's your wit plus your investigation plus one.
Five.
Because you're healthy. Five cards
okay.
total.
Okay.
Six cards total because you're healthy. Okay. So three plus two plus one.
Three.
Three, you said?
Yes, three.
Okay. All right, so, Seymour, you're kind of sitting there You're just mesmerized by the stripper pole. You're just like, I wonder what makes it spin. And then you're just peering at it. You're squinting at it super hard. And then you look at it. And then you can kind of see, you can almost sense like a little, there's like a slit in between some of the floorboards of the stage. And when you look at it, you swear you can almost see a gnome clad in gimp gear operating the stripper pole in a Conan wheel style device underneath the stage, spinning it. And a second gnome dressed like a dominatrix whipping him. You can see this through a slit in the floorboard.
Oh, Tammy and June having the day off.
No, they're just enjoying it. They're making it spin all right. The gnome looks at the camera. He says, "It's a living." All right. Anybody else looking around, or are you just chilling?
Yeah, I'm just gonna relax.
All right, you guys are sitting back, relax, and waiting for your food. And order up. Big Ange emerges from the back. She's got a platitudinous platters of food piled high. She's got all of your orders, everything, and she walks right up to you guys.
All right. Everybody, here's your food.
You got the strawberries and cream, you got your drinks, you got your food, everything's fucking delicious. You guys are eating that shit right up.
Cheers, honey.
I'm pretty sure this blue waffle is darker than my soul.
Okay, so you know, you're just enjoying your food.
Is there anything else I can get for you gentlemen right now?
The location of the rebel base.
Sorry, we only got that on Thursdays.
That's quiz night.
All of a sudden, fucking that knight who was sitting at the bar, he stands. He's fucking drunk as shit. He's slurring his words. He's wobbling around. He's like,
"I want that $10.99. All you can eat to leave your seat special. I'm fucking hungry."
Comes right up to your booth.
He's like, "Give me that fucking booth. I wanna eat some food. I'm gonna fuck you up."
Is he reaching out like towards the table?
He's approached the table. He's standing there next to Big Ann. She's kind of like backing away slowly, while the rest of you are just wide-eyed staring at him. Like,
I want to force crush his armor.
Okay. You're choosing violence, I see. All right.
Crumple him like a tin can.
All right, enter combat. What's everyone's initiative?
4.
Your initiative's 4. Who's got
5?
6.
I've also got 5.
Okay. I got to flip one for, like, okay, so this knight character has flipped a 9, so he goes first. He's standing there. And he thinks he's hot shit.
Let me get in there.
He's gonna try to squeeze into the booth next to Dark Kermit and Anne here, because you guys are sitting next to each other. He's trying to squeeze in. He's gonna flip. Oh shit! This knight has rolled a crit somehow. So he just got 4 successes. He is now snugly in the booth with you. And waiting for your attack. And you're up.
Okay. What I want to do is essentially scoot my arms under his thighs and I guess powerbomb into the table.
Okay. Are you gonna like to remain seated during this? Are you gonna
sitting like hands under thighs, lifting him up to shoulder height and then just bending at the waist.
Okay, give me the table. Okay, so since you're trying to remain seated as well, I want you to give me a wit melee for this.
Wit? No.
Yeah, you gotta be really witty to remain seated during this, I guess.
So I've got 4 dots into melee. Does that mean
that is
4 cards?
4 cards, yes.
I am healthy. Does that give me anything?
That's +1 to your flip. So you flip
so
another
5 cards.
Yes.
And I have no dots into wit, but that's still 1 wit, right?
1 wit, 4 melee, 1 because you're healthy. So that many cards total.
6 cards. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. I have 2 kings. And the Joker. Not Joker, Jock, the Jester, whatever you fucking call them.
The Joker or the Jack?
The Jack, there.
So three successes, yeah. So you, you fucking... You do exactly what you said. Yeah, how do you want to do this? You just slam him into the table?
Yeah, so Adam Gore is going to look over at this intruder, gently slide his arms under the dude's thighs and butt, lift him up so his legs are on Angor's shoulders, and then just bend at the waist.
He's like, ah! Oh! Ooh! Three successes, you said?
Yep.
Okay, so he just... I mean, he's wearing plate mail armor, so he's got some defense, so that's one damage.
Ah! One damage! Fuck! Ah, you're gonna pay.
I mean, kind of the whole point is that we're paying $10.99.
$10.99. Okay. He left his seat.
He did leave his seat.
Yeah, Frankenphone, Seymour, both of you flip one card.
You got a queen.
I got a three.
Frankenphone, you're up first.
I'd like to tattle to Big Ange.
Okay, give me a... give me a presence... persuasion to convince Big Ange that this fellow has left his seat.
I got one success on seven cards.
One success, that's just enough.
Christ.
I mean you. Alright. Mr. Lightning McJungle Cat, you're gonna have to wait your turn, cause it seems that you've intruded and you've also left your seat, so that'll be $10.99 plus tip.
Never! No, I call foul play! Ah!
He's belligerent. He's fucking just kind of moaning on the. He's rolled off the broken table and he's now on the ground. He brushes himself off, stands back up, and he's ready for retaliation. He's kind of heckling Big Ange at the moment. They're getting to a verbal argument. That's Seymour. That's your up.
Yeah. Can I put the spittoon on his head?
You may. The spittoon, what? You say. Give me a...
Yes.
Give me...
Seep into the armor.
Give me...
play knight anymore.
Wit melee.
I kind of don't want you to succeed.
I do. No. No. You... No!
And
no, again.
Yep.
So that's a big flat nothing, huh?
Yep.
Okay, so you got your spittoon in hand and kind of forgetting the deal of the deal. You kind of stand up to do this attack, and I mean, one, Lightning deflects it instantly. Lightning McJungle Cat, the knight, deflects the attack, and also you just stood up, so no more deal for you. You got to pay another $10.99 if you want to sit back down. So now you are standing. So you, when your next turn rolls around, he'll be ready for you. Who's next? Fucking Darth Kermit, you're up.
I would like to very quickly force choke a bitch.
You're gonna force choke a bitch. All right, give me intelligence and force magic.
Okay, where we go? Queen of Hearts.
Oh fuck. That's four successes from that one card.
An ace and a jack.
Okay, so how many successes total?
So that's six.
That is six successes to force choke this bitch. All right, yeah, Lightning McJungle Cat is standing there. He's heckling Big Ange. All of a sudden, he's like,
"You fucking bitch! I have been a faithful customer of this waffle brothel house establishment for the past." I'm choking.
Somewhere over the rainbow, ultimate
paralyzed,
bitch.
Yeah, Lightning takes fucking, what was that, six successes, you said?
Yep.
Yeah, he just got his shit rocked. Yeah, that was a lot of damage.
That's a lot of damage.
And then you just kind of, you lift him up in the air with your mind and just kind of fling him across the room at this point. Falls, crashes down. Hits a few things, and fucking back up to turn order. It's Lightning McJungle Cat's turn.
Why, I never. Ah, you son of a frog. bitch. I'm gonna fuck you up.
He's just fucking throwing punches. He's flinging, swinging fists, and he's just attacking random people at this point in hopes that he can start a full-on barroom brawl. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. He got 2 successes, so now there are 2 bar patrons who are also in the fight. And each of these characters are going to... Okay, one of them is going to attack Lightning. One of them is going to attack the party.
It's like, what the fuck? Why'd you hit me for?
That bar patron who's hitting Lightning just got a Joker. He kind of swings a punch, tries to punch Lightning McJungle Cat in the face. He ducks, and he just smacks one of the bar wenches in the face instead.
My nose is broken!
Not the wenches.
Whose turn is it? Who's up first? Anne, you're up first.
Is the guy now far enough away that I can't smack him?
Yeah. I mean, you could always stand up if you like.
Not sacrificing. Not for this. Not for you. Actually, I think he's probably just gonna, sure, there's a bar patron about to smack us, but he ain't done anything yet, so I'm just gonna slam his entire face into the bowl of cream.
Just your own face in the
cream?
Yeah,
my own face in the cream. Lost in the sauce.
Okay, you're getting lost in the sauce. Give me a...
Like this. Just dunking it in there.
You know what? Just flip me 1 card for that.
Sure. 10 of hearts.
10 of hearts. I'm gonna say you just kind of... You're enjoying that cream. There's nothing bad about it. You're really enjoying it. You lick your lips. I'm gonna say you're feeling so good about that strawberries and cream. You just gain 1 temporary extra health.
Oh, nice.
Seymour, you're up next.
I want to see if I can shoot off his helmet.
All right, give me a fucking agility firearms
and a +1 for my firearm.
Yeah, you got the gun for +1, yeah.
Yeah, there we go. No. Oh, a king, so 1. Oh, nice. Queen of hearts.
Oh, shit.
Jack of hearts.
Okay, so how many successes total?
5. 5.
5 successes. Okay, so yeah, you shoot him. You shoot his helmet off, and... a little bit more as well. I think you just straight up murdered that man. In fact. Yeah, no, he did. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 5 damage. He's out. He's done.
He shot the helmet off, and it was like that scene in Clone Wars with the helmet.
Oh, he shoots the head as well.
Which helmet?
Exactly that, yeah.
And the kid's just holding it in his hand.
Yeah, the helmet goes flying off with the head still in it. It lands on Big Ange's lap.
No one strikes a woman in front of me.
That's one way to get ahead in life.
Ba-dum-ts. All right, combat over.
Oh. Join A Band of Cthulhu in 2025 as we play through the hot new TTRPG Blitzkrieg for Season 4 with a completely custom written campaign that may have killed at least 2 people mentally. I am one of them. Warning, this show contains dirty humour, vulgar language, no filters, and probably is best for adults' ears only. You have been warned.
So yeah, so the when the dust settles, there is a dead man lying on the floor. The table that you're sitting at is currently split in half, broken in front of you. 3 of you are still seated at the booth, and Big Ange is holding the dead man's head in her hands.
Took out the trash for you.
Would you like me to make him into an undead slave for you?
I guess you can do that. Yeah, give me a
dark magic.
Dark magic and presence to raise the dead.
Ah, shit, it's just 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ooh, we have a jack. And that's it.
1 success? Okay, so 1 success. So I'm going to say, yeah, Sir Lightning McJungle Cat's disembodied head, it's still dead. But the body, however, stands up and just kind of just starts wandering around the establishment, sits back down at the bar, and just pours a drink into its neck stump.
Okay, now that it's alive, would I be able to use spirit magic to try and, like, perform surgery to reattach the head?
I mean, if you want to, you can.
I would like to.
All right, yeah, sure, fuck it. Fuck it, we ball. Give me fucking spirit magic and something else.
Presence?
Yeah, that works.
All right, I got no successes, so I'm going to spend some drive.
You really want this guy to live, huh?
I spent 4 drive and I got 1 success.
One success. Okay, I'd say that's enough to make the head conscious again. Ah! Ah! I'm...
Just like Papa taught me.
What happened?
We brought you back. You're welcome.
I was in heaven. I was a good boy my whole life. It was beautiful. There was fire and everything. This red man told me I would pay for my sins, of which there are none.
Well, welcome to your new existence. It's part of the living glory hole structure this pub's about to gain.
You just say glory hole.
And, yep, Angor is going to look over to, what was it, Big?
Big Ange.
Big Ange. Oh, I fully everything.
Yeah, I'm Big Ange.
Yeah. Do you want me to duct tape this dude to the inside of one of the toilet walls? Could help pay back for the busted table.
Yeah, I think this fine patron here has caused enough damage. I think the least he can do is repay his debt to the fine waffle brothel house establishment here.
Alright, after my meal's done, I'll get that tape nice and tight in there.
5 hours later, you have eaten, you have eaten and drank your drinks for 5 straight hours. I'm gonna say since you did take care of the whole belligerent knight problem, Seymour, you were allowed to sit back down at the bar without paying again. So the 4 of you enjoy a nice, delicious, nutritious meal, and even a few lap dances as well.
Nice.
Orc J. Simpson has to take a shit. He's gonna flip 3 cards.
Flip the shit.
Imagine this being your life. You have to flip, like, a coin every time you need to take a dump.
I gotta take a shit.
Orc J. Simpson, he gets 2 successes. He basically does, like, one of his fantasy football maneuvers to, like, line tackle through many people and goes into the bathroom. You hear just...
It's too much cold brew.
Yeah, so, yeah, Orc J. Simpson is taking a shit currently, and, Tin Man turns to the camera, and he attempts to say his iconic catchphrase once more. Yeah, no, he got 1 success.
I fucking love oil.
I think that definitely Angor is going to tape that man up. That's
yeah, no,
possibly
there. Yeah, he tapes him into the bathroom. Orc J. Simpson's still in there. He flips 1 more card. He got a 7. He's still trying to squeeze it out. He didn't get a success yet. So he's still in the bathroom.
Too much cold brew.
He's trying to push it out. It's not quite coming out yet. So he's still in there. Yeah, so Lightning McJungle Cat's severed head is now in the toilet, in the stall.
What? You can't just leave me here!
Yeah, and flip fucking wit engineering.
Engineering? I have nothing in that, so that's 1 card for engineering and 1 card for wit, and then 1 for health.
I'd say +1 because you're using the tape. Fuck it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sure.
You're taping something to a wall. It's not that hard, so just, yeah.
I got a king and a jock.
Jack.
So 2 successes. Oh, yeah. You tape a man's head to the inside of a bathroom stall.
Bathroom glory hole.
You have successfully done that.
I would say disco ball, but okay.
No, you can't leave me here. It smells like shit.
You tape his mouth shut, just thus.
No, no, no. The mouth is getting sealed to the hole.
Oh.
You're gonna be making that sound all night, boy.
Orc J. Simpson looks over while he's shitting. He sees this. He sees, like, this, through the hole. He just sees, like, a mouth and a tongue. And just, whoa. He tries to shit. He gets a king of hearts.
Oh, it finally made him
so
shit.
So he successfully... Orc J. Simpson successfully...
No.
Cheeks to the hole.
You know what? Darth Kermit, if you want to use some kind of magic to magically... Force Orc J. Simpson to shit in this man's mouth.
Use the spark.
Give me a flip. Give me a dark magic, void magic double.
Is it void magic?
Dark magic plus force magic. My mistake.
Oh, so plus one for healthy. That makes 9 cards.
Keep in mind, you can burn stuff if you want to.
I have a queen of spades, a jack of spades. And a king of spades.
Oh, 3 success.
So 3 successes. Orc J. Simpson shits in a man's mouth. And he's like... Lightning the Jungle Cat's disembodied head has shit in its mouth. It comes out through the hole on the bottom of its jaw.
Yeah, was that as good for you as it was for me?
You know, I was going to go to the bathroom, but never mind.
I think I shall load it.
Some people pay for that service.
I'm gonna write scat machine above the dude's head.
He's the scat man.
I'm the scat man. Yeah, so that's... We've gone off the rails. I had, like, a completely different thing planned, but I love the direction we're going here.
This is our game.
All right, so next event that happens, we hard cut. There's a black SUV cart wagon fantasy equivalent outside. John Taffer from Bar Rescue is watching CCTV stone footage of the events that have just occurred.
Oh my God! What the fuck going on in there? They got shitting in a guy's mouth. I gotta shut this down.
Yeah, so John Taffer from Bar Rescue barges in.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck's going on in here? Shut it down. You got shit in a guy's mouth. You got a guy drinking motor oil in the corner.
I fucking love oil.
Oh, my God.
John Taffer attempts to close down the establishment. Enter combat.
We're not gonna let you do that, Sean.
I cannot let you do that,
I'm
Sean.
Afraid I got no choice but to fucking shut down your life as well.
And we're not gonna leave our seats, John.
You're
all
here,
still
Sean.
Sitting somehow.
Come right on over to this, John.
5 hours have passed. You're all you've somehow taped the guy's head to the stall while still being in this. I'd say you guys are like up out of your seat at this point. Enough. You're at the bar, maybe enjoying drinks.
We're in the VIP area.
The VIP area. That's the brothel upstairs.
There's a dead guy's body on the floor. You got shit in a guy's mouth. What the fuck's going on in here?
There's no shame in liking it, John.
Could have got a lot worse.
All right, so John Taffer flips for initiative. He got a Joker for initiative, so I'm gonna say he goes last.
Did somebody say someone's got last?
I got last.
All right, and your John Taffer has appeared.
I'm gonna break a bowl and try to stab him with it, I guess.
Okay, you're gonna break a bowl, you said?
Break a bottle. You know what, a bowl, yeah. A bowl, no, it's gonna be a bowl.
Break a bowl.
Break it.
A bowl, yeah, you're gonna grab the, you got the bowl of berries and cream, you've eaten all the berries and cream out of it, and now you just have a porcelain bowl, you're gonna try to shatter it and use it as a weapon.
Yeah.
Give me a brawn engineering flip to create this weapon.
So brawn is 4. I've got 1 success and a joker.
Alright, so yeah, no, you made that weapon alright. Maybe you made it a little too good, because now you just stabbed yourself in the hand with a piece of razor sharp porcelain. Take 2 damage.
Oh no, they're gonna take me to the glue factory.
Yeah, no, you better watch out. Since John Taffer got that Joker, I'm gonna let you for free attack him with the with this weapon of yours, your bloody hands and all, your bloody human hands and all.
Is that gonna be melee?
Brawn melee.
Brawn melee. So 4 for brawn.
Plus 1 because you have a
plus
weapon.
Plus 1, then 1, 2.
I think you're still healthy as well.
And healthy.
Yeah.
1 success. 2 successes. 3 successes.
3 successes. Okay, John Taffer just got fucking carved up.
Ow! 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 I'm being stabbed!
He took 3 damage there.
That's what happens when you come into our place, John.
This is our place now.
We don't let you leave either.
Alright. Seymour and Frankenphone, both of you flip 1 card.
A 3.
A Joker.
Alright. Alright, Frankenphone.
Oh, that's really, really lucky.
Frankenphone, you're up next. What are you up to? What are you gonna do? What's your attack?
Can I use some spirit magic to do some healing?
On who?
I thought the cow person was hurt.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah, give me some... Give me intelligent spirit magic for that. To heal your friend.
I got 2 successes.
Okay.
I want it to be like a ghost hand that, like, pets the cow.
Nice. All right, and you're gonna heal up 2 damage... But that bonus extra health that you had does not come back.
Fair enough.
So, where does that bring you? Up to full?
Up to full, yep.
All right, so there you go. Yeah, since Seymour got a Joker, we're going to skip his turn.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Oh, I just read your character sheet. It's Hermit, not Kermit.
No, he's Kermit. We all know.
You
Kermit.
It's good.
I've been calling you Kermit this whole time. All right. All right. Give me what's your attack? John Taffer is
well.
He's bloodied and being assaulted by the patrons of this bar.
We're in a brothel, Waffle House. You
brothel,
say?
Brothel, Waffle House. Yes, there is waffles and a brothel in the premises. Oh,
you say dark magic is also somewhat necromantic?
Yes, that is true.
Oh no!
Oh wait,
what are you scheming there, you filthy little frog?
Time to raise some tadpoles.
Don't drink the boba.
Oh no.
Can I use dark magic to revive all of the jizz soaked into the building?
Okay.
To cascade down upon this man.
For each half a person potentially.
Okay, yeah, no, that's we're gonna use. Okay, so this is a very large volume of fluid, so we're gonna need.
You're gonna blow the roof off this place.
we're gonna need brawn and dark magic to cascade semen onto this man.
Plus your healthy.
7.
Yeah, plus your healthy. Yeah.
5, 6, 7. I'd like to spend 2 drive as well to get an extra 2.
Okay.
So.
How many successes you got there?
There's 2. Oh, and there's a Joker.
You have the thingy.
Oh, you're gonna shoot that, or you're gonna keep it?
Use the thingy.
Okay, you're gonna use the anti-Joker. So, how many successes you got there? 2.
Yeah. Although, does the anti-Joker not turn it into a success?
No, it's just the Joker is gone.
Oh.
All right, John Taffer is sitting there. He's nursing this cut that he had. These cuts all over his face and body and ass, and. Like, all of a sudden, Hermit is standing there. He's kind of, like, raising his arms like Goku almost, charging a spirit bomb.
Spunk bomb.
Give me a little, like, your magic words of summoning all of this fluid for us.
Come forth, my salty brethren. Those of you who are discarded, onto the floor.
Okay.
Meet your daddy. Okay.
I was the edge lord.
Okay, so a cascade of seminal fluid just like kind of breaks down the door to the brothel upstairs and just kind of flows down the steps, sweeps John Taffer up off his feet and kind of just slips, like he slips on it, and then he falls and cracks his head open for how many successes did you say you got? Two?
That was two.
Yeah, he falls over and takes two damage, cracks his skull open on the floor.
Wonder how semen and, like, brain fluid would mix. Probably not good.
You just fucking...
Not math fuel.
You just fucking this guy up. All right, John Taffer is going to try to... he, like, walks behind the bar.
My head! Oh, I'm covered in cuts, and the semen's getting in the cuts! Oh, no!
Yeah, no, he's salted wounds. It's burning real bad. So he's going to kind of try to...
It's in my eyes.
He's going to take a rag and some, like, just some vodka and just kind of fashion some first aid for himself here. He got one success, so I'm going to say he heals himself up by two. Seymour, I'll let you go now because you have that Joker.
Is he already healed?
He just healed two damage, yeah.
Oh, I just want to try to shoot the vodka out of his hand. I want to try to see if I can get, like, pick up like, the closest bottle of whiskey or anything like that. I try to throw it up, shoot it, just so he's above him, so it makes, explode.
Okay.
Yeah, basically like a...
Shrapnel bomb.
Basically like a Mazel Tov, but shoot it as it goes over him.
All right, yeah, give me... Give me firearms explosions, then.
Okay, firearms explosions. Oh, I just happen to have four in firearms, plus the one from my...
The gun, yeah.
...firearm, and two in explosions, two dots in explosions.
All right.
And you're healthy.
And you're healthy.
And I'm healthy. So that's four, five, six, seven, eight. Is that right? Eight?
Eight cards, so how many successes you got?
Queen of Hearts.
Oh shit, you got a crit. Okay, so how many successes total?
Two, three, four, five. Five.
Five?
Five. And that's including your queen is... Yes. Yeah, that's including your crit is two, right?
Yes.
Five successes. Yes. All right, yeah, you grab the whiskey bottle, you toss it in the air, and then, like, you kind of enter bullet time, kind of, and then you just shoot the whiskey bottle out of the air. And it just causes a fucking giant fireball to just engulf John Taffer. He's just burning.
How about that for a shot of whiskey?
Yeah, we'll say he took one, two, three. He took five damage. He's now writhing on the ground behind the bar, fucking with third-degree burns all over his body. He's like, ah, I'm burning, He's still kicking though. He's still hanging on to life. Very. he's struggling to stay alive currently, but he's doing all right. All of a sudden, Orc J. Simpson emerges from the bathroom.
No.
Oh no, my good friend John Taffer. What have they done to you?
Orc J. Simpson, they're attacking me! Ah, help me!
Don't worry, good buddy. I'll help you.
And he,
Got another mouth for you, Simpson. Wide and screaming.
Mr. Orc J. Simpson. Orc J. Simpson, the kind man who had never hurt a fly. the nicest man you would ever meet. Host of Yergzlin's Funniest Home Videos, among many other things. Fantasy football superstar of the 6860s. He looks at you. He's glowering down at all of you, and his eyes just flash red for a second.
You hurt my friend. I'm gonna hurt you.
He's looking at Seymour, the man who just fucking set his friend on fire. And he's lowering into his iconic bow-legged stance that he used to much success in his fantasy football days.
Yes.
And he's coming for a tackle. He's gonna give you a full-on tackle.
Can we use like athletics to get out of the way or something?
You got two damage coming your way. You do have dodge, so you can dodge out of the way of that.
Yes, I would like to dodge.
Okay. So now your dodge has been lowered by two.
Okay.
All right, Hermit, you're up.
So
you got Orc J. Simpson, who's currently trying to tackle your friend, and John Taffer, who is like lying behind the bar, nursing his burnt skin, his green skin that is now burnt to beyond recognition.
Well, let's pick up John Taffer. Try and throw.
You're just gonna finish the.
Yeah, throw him into J. Simpson if possible. using the lightsaber as well, which is +2 to force if I can.
Okay, so you're gonna force throw John Taffer into Orc J. Simpson.
Yep.
Okay, so give me brawn force magic for that. +1, because you got the lightsaber. Or +2, rather.
That's a lot of fucking cards.
Oh shit, you're gonna fucking murder both of them.
Half the deck.
Two kings. Alright, two. Yeah, only two successes.
Two successes, alright. Yeah, no, you lift John Taffer up from behind the bar, and you just kind of, with a flick of the wrist, you just send him flying across the room. He lands square into Orc J. Simpson's arms. They both take one damage each. Orc J. Simpson is now holding John Taffer lovingly in his arms like a child.
Aww.
Top of the order. Orc J. Simpson... he's looking down at his beloved friend, John Taffer.
He's like, don't worry, buddy. I'll fix you up. I'll heal you up.
And he's gonna take out one of his nipples, and he's gonna try to, like, get John Taffer to suckle on it to heal him up.
I've seen this one before. Classic maneuver.
the classic Orc J maneuver.
Who learned that in the field?
And
all the statues of him that exist are all of this pose.
Yeah, holding a burn victim, trying to heal him by giving him breast milk. A man's breast milk.
Press to squeeze OJ.
That's why they call it the Orc J. Simpson surprise. The surprise is I have functional nipples.
Alright, so Orc J. Simpson's gonna try to try to heal up his friend here. So, oh my. One, two, Oh no, okay. He's got three successes and a joker. So what I'm... Alright, so...
Don't worry. Don't worry, John Taffer. I'll help you out.
He takes his nipple, puts it into John Taffer's mouth. John Taffer starts suckling on it. He's like... And he gets... John Taffer miraculously gets healed to full. While Orc J. Simpson withers and decays before our eyes.
One down.
Orc J. Simpson is now laying withered. He's like, oh,
my only regret is that I didn't do enough things wrong.
Is that he didn't do it?
He's laying there like, he's still alive, but he's like he looks like Joe Biden right now. He's laying there fucking withered. Like, he just aged fucking rapidly, instantly.
Uh-huh.
John Taffer is now full on health. He has miraculously healed all of his wounds. And he's looking at the party. And he's like,
all right, Eric, I gotta shut this place down!
He's screaming so loud that a sonic boom emits from his lips. He got one success, so I'm going to say one damage coming to everybody in the room, including Orc J. Simpson, who is now dead. His ears bleed and he dies. All the windows in the establishment shatter, and the sonic boom. Yeah, so one damage to everybody. Top of the order. Anne, you're up.
Yep, I'm going to grab a bar stool and smash it over his head.
All right, you're going to grab a bar stool. Give me brawn melee for that.
Brawn melee, sure. Three successes.
Three successes. So John Taffer is screaming and ranting and raving about shutting this place down. I'm gonna shut this place down. He does not notice the giant male steer wearing a female cow's skin creeping up behind him with a fucking chair, Bart Simpson style, just smacks him over the head. A giant, like, you know, like Bugs Bunny style, a fucking giant bump appears on the top of his head. and he takes 3 damage. Who's next?
So when the jizz wave had happened, I had instinctively jumped up onto a table.
Okay.
I would like to pop an ollie slash throw this table out from under myself so that it hits John Taffer, and then I land back on the table.
You're doing a table kickflip. Okay, give me agility athletics for that.
Okay. All I got is a joker.
All right, so yeah, you do the kickflip, and you're a giant fucking Frankenstein, and plus you're French, so you just kind of fall over.
Zut alors.
You're going to bang your knee on the ground for 1 damage, and you're just going to sit there. You're going to skip your next turn. You're going to be doing the Peter Griffin knee meme for the next while. You're going to be sitting there for a bit. You're like, ah! 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 Darth Kermit, you're next.
I mean, my fix wasn't broken. Just, try and forcibly remove his head or something.
You're going to forcibly remove his head. All right, give me presence, force magic.
1, 2. Oh, Queen! I reshuffled in between because that's a Queen of Hearts. That's a 3. That's a 4. That's a 5. Yep, that's 5 successes in the Queen. So that counts as 4. So 5. So 9.
9 successes. Okay. Yeah, no, John Taffer's fucking dead. You just decapitated this man. A second person has been decapitated in the past 5 hours that you have been at this establishment, and everyone is just like at this point, yeah, John Taffer's dead on the ground. His head has been removed forcefully. It's like in Mortal Kombat when they remove the skull and the rest of the spine comes out with it.
Fatality.
Yeah, Hermit, do you have a catchphrase for us while you're standing there holding the head?
Fuck. No. I have nothing.
Okay, fair enough. You just stand there badass-like silently, and John Taffer has been defeated. Orc J. Simpson's husk, lifeless husk, lies on the ground.
Greetings, people of Earth. My name is Shmo Brannigan. I have hacked into this RSS feed with a promotional feature for the Wizard Scroll podcast, transcribing in 3, 2, 1.
Hold on, let me unfurl this Wizard Scroll real quick.
Fire! I'm free! I'm finally free!
Bob, is that you?
Ugh, I ain't your mom anymore, kid. I'm a skeleton now! Ha ha! Hi! Nice to meet you. My name's Jerry. Smell you later, loser!
Oh, I hate my life!
Holy crap, wrong half. We've talked about this 17 times already. Your constant outbursts are not freaking sweet at all, and they need to stop.
Hello? Welcome to the Sorcerer's Slice. Can I get a name for the order?
Kid, you gotta make the order. They don't let me come here anymore.
What?
I was banned from coming here 74 years ago for cutting bad checks. Please, they'll recognize my voice. You have to order.
All right, fine.
The Wizard Scroll is available on iTunes, Spotify, Audible, and wherever else fine podcasts are found. This concludes today's promotional feature.
All the other patrons in the bar, except for Tin Man, have fled. Tin Man's still sitting there watching this whole time, silently enjoying his oil. He turns to the camera once again, and he says,
I fucking love oil.
All the bar patrons, Big Ange included, are all hiding away in the kitchen, where miraculously no one has dared venture into there. And they're fucking terrified. 3 patrons have died. In a very short amount of time.
Looks like you get another glory hole.
Here's for skull fucking.
Flip for catchphrase. Charm perform.
King of diamonds. So 1.
Okay, so you got 1 success. So you said the line. Everyone enjoyed it. Everyone laughed. Not quite as much as when Tin Man talked about oil that one time. But everyone enjoyed that.
I'll take it.
In the back, in the kitchen, all the staff, all the wenches and the... the waitstaff, and Crazy Joe himself, the owner slash head chef of the establishment. Crazy Joe decides, it's time. And he pulls a lever that all of the lights in the establishment suddenly go out. It's fucking dark as shit in here. You can't see dick or balls. All of a sudden, from the corner of the room, a pair of glowing red eyes begin. And Tin Man, who has remained stock still this entire time, now fucking, he turns to our beloved protagonist, and he says once more,
I fucking love oil.
Enter combat again. You're all fucking Tin Man's here to fuck you guys up.
Christ.
Oh, fuck this. I'm just gonna go back to the fields.
You can run if you want.
I ain't on that comb in the side anyway.
Alright, roll a... Give me a...
Yeah, fuck it. He's gonna run home before the farmer finds him missing.
Give me an agility athletics to run away.
He can't go through that process again. Get put back in the milking factory. Tactical retreat. Agility athletics. One success. Oh, wait. I've come back to the Queen of Hearts again.
Okay. Nice, so you crit.
I guess I should have shoveled, probably.
You crit.
And then another success as well as that.
So that's three successes?
Yep.
Alright, well, unfortunately for you, three successes was not quite enough to evade the ire of Tin Man, the all-powerful mechanical marvel of this establishment. You go, you stand, and you run away. You try to run from the establishment, but the doors are, like, the metal fucking barricade comes down and locks you in. Tin Man appears behind you.
I fucking love oil.
And he's gonna go for a fucking big old punch. Tin Man fucking, he winds up like Donkey Kong in Smash Brothers. He winds up a punch. Alright, so Tin Man has just fucking punched you in the face for 2 damage. You can dodge one of that if you want and take only 1 damage.
I'll dodge one of it, sure.
Okay, so now you're out of dodge and you took 1 damage. Alright, who's next? Frankenphone and Seymour, both of you flip 1 card.
I got a 2.
Alright, the other Joker.
Alright. Frankenphone, you're up next. Tin Man, he's fucked up your friend. What are you gonna do?
I'd like to charge a spirit bomb.
Okay.
And this will have a dual purpose of doing damage in the future rounds and also lighting up the arena so we can see him.
Okay, nice. Give me presence spirit magic to charge a spirit bomb.
3 successes.
3 successes. Okay, so you're charging that. Are you gonna throw it now?
No, I'm gonna hold it.
Okay, so yeah, no, you're holding a spirit bomb currently. It's very bright in here now. You can see perfectly. Tin Man, however, has, at some point during this exchange, has turned into a car.
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep. I fucking love oil.
Yeah, no, he's a car. So he's in car form now. So it's man versus car. Darth Kermit, you're up next. Tin Man is a car. What do you do?
I guess it's time to bring the house down. Yeah, I just want to collapse the building.
You're going to collapse the whole building, okay. How do you want to go about doing that?
Using all the corpses to create a corpse tornado to take out all the supports.
Alright, corpse tornado you say. Alright, in that case, let's get intelligence dark magic for that.
I've tried the corpse tornado.
Yeah. I prefer the Orc J. Simpson surprise myself.
The one that he said has his milk in it?
No, it's a different drink that's also called that.
Uh-huh.
2 successes. There you go.
2 successes. All right, so you've John Taffer's corpse, Orc J. Simpson's corpse, and Lightning McJungle Cat's body. Without the head. The head is still in the bathroom. Cut to Lightning McJungle Cat sitting still. His mouth has been taped to the glory hole in the bathroom. He's still... Anyway, the 3 corpses in your thrall have now They're now attacking the support beams of the building. I'm going to say, okay, so I just flipped one card. I'm going to say, yeah. Yeah, they know where the supports are, and they, boy, are they attacking that. They're gonna continue doing that until otherwise prompted, I guess. The Corpse Tornado, you didn't get quite enough successes to pull off what you were going for, but the corpses are raised and they're doing what you say. So you can command them to do attacks and stuff. And currently they're working on the support beams in the building. It's Seymour's turn. Talking bear with a gun. What do you got going on? Tin Man is a car in the middle of the establishment. What do you do?
Try to, like, pop the tires out with it. Basically, shoot the tires out so it can't move, basically.
Yeah, but you can shoot your gun real good and try to pop Tin Man's tires. Okay. Give me wit firearms.
I've got kneecapper.
Kneecapper, yeah, that's probably the one.
Four
successes. All right, that's one success per tire. You go boom, 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 boom. Four tires pop. And Tin Man is now, his car form has backfired severely. He is now completely a lot slower. I mean, according to your ultimate, if you do two damage or more, the enemy's initiative is now rendered zero. So now he goes last in every turn. So now Tin Man is unable to really move all that fast in his car form.
Get him, boys.
So now we go back to the top of the turn order with Anne.
Mm-hmm.
What's your attack? What are you going to do to this car that has no tires now?
I fucking love oil.
You fucking love oil? I love fucking oil.
You love fucking oil?
We can't exist in the same place.
There can be only one.
There could, indeed. Can I try and suplex the car?
You can suplex a car. Yeah, it's going to take a lot of successes, but you can try to do that. Yeah. Give me brawn athletics.
Yeah.
Suplex a car.
Sure. Can I burn some drive on this too?
You can burn as much drive as you like.
Burn three of them. Wahoo. Five successes?
Five successes. All right, you suplex a car. You fucking grab that car by the hood. You hold it up over your shoulder and you give it that good old suplex maneuver.
Maneuver.
Tin Man in car form is now upside down. His roof is on the floor and his flattened tires are in the air. And I'm gonna say took a good amount of damage for that as well. All right, Frank and Phone, I believe it is your turn.
As the turn passed, did Lightning McJungle Cat donate any power to the spirit bomb?
What, the mouth or the body? Or both?
Both, yeah.
I mean, you can flip to find out. Are you going to continue charging it? Are you going to, like, use it? Or, like, what are you doing?
I was going
to
throw it this turn, yeah.
Okay, so you can throw it this turn. Give me Brawn Spirit Magic.
Five successes.
Five successes.
Oh, and that's a Queen of Hearts.
Oh, shit.
So six.
Six successes.
Six successes.
Flung a spirit bomb at Tin Man, laying upside down in car form. Yeah, no, you fuck him up. That is, I'm going to say that's a good four damage hitting Tin Man.
I fucking love oil.
Darth Kermit, you're up.
Right, so with my Undead Legion, can I then actually have them attack the car and attack, or is it one or the other?
I'm going to say they attack as a horde. You can pick what they do as a collective.
And then do I attack?
That is your attack, is to command them.
Oh.
So they can just continue doing what they're doing with the building, or you can have them attack this downed car on the ground.
And I'll just use force magic to crush the fucker.
Alright, you're gonna use force magic. Let's get brawn force magic on this car.
That's a lot of cards. That's a lot of cards. Are any of them successes? Oh shit, we have a Joker. And that's it.
Alright, no successes, one Joker. You're using that force magic. You're just thinking to yourself, crush, crush, crush. Orc J. Simpson's corpse is turned to dust. So now you only have two corpses in your thrall now instead of three. Seymour, you're up.
Does the Tin Man actually look damaged in the car fall?
Yeah, no, he's all dented. He's got like a broken windshield. He's got four pop tires, but you know he's still kicking.
Still going.
It's like Street Fighter when they fucking bonus level when they break the car.
Does it have an exhaust? So I can like try to plug up the exhaust or something.
An exhaust port? Yeah, he has an exhaust. It's there. You can kind of see it. There's like black oil-like smog coming out of it currently.
I think I'll roll up my Stetson and shove it into the exhaust pipe.
You're gonna shove a Stetson into the exhaust pipe. Yeah. All right, give
roll
me
it up, like a little burrito. Shove it in.
Give me wit engineering.
Okay.
To jam a Stetson up the tailpipe.
I don't have anything in engineering. I've only got a three.
So that's just a zero for that stat then.
So it's just the three, the wit.
The wit. Are you healthy? Or are you injured? Do you have four health or less?
I have five out of six, so I'm healthy.
Okay, so you're still healthy.
One success.
All right. So yeah, you have you take your Stetson. You kind of just you walk up to Tin Man's tailpipe and you jam it in there. You did it. You successfully did that maneuver. I'm gonna say nothing happens quite yet, but we'll see how that plays out. It's Tin Man's turn. He is going to... Yeah, Seymour, you're still standing, like, right by the vehicle in question. Tin Man is lying there, upside down still. Tin Man has turned back into a man in the blink of an eye. The Stetson is now in his mouth, and he's gonna spit it at you and use it like a projectile weapon, which is going to be three damage.
What the hell? Oh, I love her.
Yeah, no, you're injured now. Top of the order. Anne, that's you.
I know. Yeah. I think I'm gonna let fun options though. I'm just gonna have to try and punch a car, I guess.
Punch a car. Alright, give me brawn melee to punch a car.
Four
successes to punch a car. Alright, so I'm gonna say, yeah, you indeed punch. Oh, he's not a car anymore, he's just a man.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you punch him. I mean, it's kind of the same deal. It's still the same material. He's just a man made of tin. You punch him. It left a dent. I'm gonna say that was like one damage because it's just a bare fist on metal. It's not gonna do much. Tin Man, he's standing like. Currently, you punched him in the back. He's standing over the injured Seymour. As you do this attack and dent his chassis on the back, his head spins 180 degrees like an owl. And he looks down at you. He glowers down at you with his lifeless, soulless, unblinking, glowing red eyes. And he proclaims,
I fucking love oil.
Frankenphone, your turn.
I would also like to just punch him.
You're going to punch the car. Yeah, same roll. Brawn melee to punch Tin Man in the chassis.
I got three successes.
Three successes. Yeah, you punch him. It didn't do anything, really. You just... Tin Man's just like...
I fucking love oil.
It's gonna take a little more than that to damage him with the bare fist attack.
I fucking hate oil.
Tin Man looks at you.
I fucking love oil.
It seems you've drawn Tin Man's aggro. Darth Kermit, you're up.
Can we just give him oil to leave?
Do we have oil?
I'm sure there's some cooking oil somewhere.
Yeah, I'm gonna say there's cooking oil in the kitchen. If you wanna try to find some, yeah, that would be wit investigation to locate some oil for Tin Man.
Anyone got any good wit investigation? Mine's.
Can I not just force some oil out here?
Force some oil? I'm gonna say.
There'll be like a jar of olives on the counter.
There's a jar of
make olive oil.
There's a jar of olives on the counter. I'm gonna say, yeah, it's gonna be.
Just squeeze it hard enough that there's olive oil.
It's gonna be.
That's how that works, right?
The oil on the pole.
Pole oil?
They don't move. Yeah, those aren't wet, are they?
It's gonna be what?
Either wit investigation to find oil, or brawn brawn force magic to convert a jar of olives into olive oil for Tin Man.
I'll do the brawn and force because I have enough bonuses in that.
Okay, yeah, go for it.
Two successes.
Two successes, yeah, no, you took a jar of olives, you converted it into olive oil, and you present it to Tin Man as an olive branch, if you will. But rather than the branch, it's the oil. Tin Man, he looks at you, and he takes the oil, he drinks it, he says,
"I fucking love oil,"
and he heals 2 damage. He heals up.
Can we go now? The farmer's gonna be wondering where I'm at.
Tin Man's looking at the party. He's kind of conflicted now.
Gave you the oil. Now we'd like to go home.
Perhaps Seymour can further convince Tin Man to let the party leave.
I can't bear this anymore.
With his black eye that the Stetson just fucking beat him in the eye with it. How are you gonna convince Tin Man to let you leave? Or you can continue attacking him now that he's been pacified.
I'm just gonna go, like, try walk, just leave to the door.
You're gonna try to leave. Okay.
Hole over. If he's a bit pacified, he's just gonna let you gonna try to leave.
The door is still barricaded shut. However, there is a window that John Taffer's scream from earlier broke the glass, so that there is a window that you can defenestrate yourself from if you so choose, and that will be an agility athletics for a bear to leave through the window.
That was a big fat ass. Agility athletic. Fucking hell. Just the one.
One success. Alright, so Seymour, opting instead to leave his friends for dead, decides to defenestrate his way out of this situation. With his big bear body, he goes to this kind of small window and kind of tries to just leap himself out of it. He goes face first out the window. His ass is still in the window. He's not quite out of the window yet. He's kind of stuck at the moment, but he is... he was successfully able to get himself into the window. It's Tin Man's turn. He approaches... No, who punched him? That was... He's going to Anne. He's going to Anne. Tin Man is like,
"I fucking love oil."
And he's gonna go for he's gonna go for a punch of his own. And he flipped. He got one success. So Tin Man is gonna do a little punch of his own. I'm gonna say, yeah, he kind of punches Anne in the gut, and this punch sends her flying into Seymour, which gets both of them out of the window. The two of you are now outside of the establishment, and the other two fellows, Frankenphone and Darth Kermit, are both still in the establishment with this Tin Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's Anne's turn now, so what are you going to do outside of the building?
Anne's going to poke Izzet back in the window a little bit and call for the others to come through the window. If you let them go, we'll find more oil to give you some other day.
All right, so I'll gladly pay you on Tuesday for the oil today, or whatever.
We gave you a little bit, get you more. You just let us leave.
You're going to need presence persuasion to persuade Tin Man to let your friends escape as well.
Yeah, that's only one success.
One success.
Can I do an assist on that flip?
Yeah, no, yeah, you could do that.
Can I just give him, like, a really empathetic look in the background?
Sad puppy dog eyes.
Sad yeah. Puppy dog eyes. All right, yes. Same flip.
All right.
To give puppy dog eyes to assist in the attack.
I got 4 successes.
Nice.
Oh, my fucking God. Yeah, Tin Man, he's looking at you, and he is convinced now that you will return with oil. So he turns to the camera one final time. He says,
"I fucking love oil."
And then he powers himself down, collapses to the ground as our 4 heroes defenestrate themselves from the situation and run for the hills. Where are they now? What are you up to, Anne? It has been 2 weeks since your encounter. What are you doing? What are you doing with your life after this encounter?
Back to the farm.
You're at the farm getting milk daily.
That's the easy life.
So what are you guys, what else are you, fellas up to? You're at the farm. What's Frankenphone up to these days?
I'm looking for something to replace my lost wiener.
A hot dog.
Hot dog. He finds a hot dog. Give me a wit engineering.
You find a Frankenfurter.
Yeah, get a Frankenfurter.
Oh,
and
you man.
Wit engineering to attach that to your body.
Two successes. I got two cards, like one wit and one because I was healthy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So yeah, you have you now have a penis again. Darth Kermit, what are you up to these days?
I'm building a Death Star.
Yeah! Let's see more. What are you doing? Does a bear shit in the woods or what?
That was gonna be punchline.
Does a bear shit in the mouth?
Answering the age-old joke / question: shitting in the woods.
There you go. And then we return to the Waffle Brothel House establishment. Now that the four of you are now wanted fugitives, the Waffle Brothel House has never been the same. Orc J. Simpson, beloved fantasy football superstar, has perished. Lightning McJungle Cat. No one really liked him, but it was kind of sad. John Taffer was a big loss. Tin Man is kind of banged up, but he's still kicking. He's the security system. He's still rocking. He's got his oil. But Big Ange, out of all people, she's looking fondly out the window.
Like, oh, if only I could see that Frankenfooter again.
I have a foot long this time.
Finn. No, flip for catchphrase.
I failed. Nothing.
It falls off again. Finn. Again. Double Finn.